And on behalf of everyone joining in, everyone in Philly, we love you, we miss you, can't wait to get back to you. On behalf of everyone that's joining in Philly, I also wanna let you know, thank you for praying for us, but we also have been praying for you. At the Tuesday night prayer meeting, the beautiful thing about having one church in two cities, because of the time difference, it's in the 8 o'clock hour and we're ending our prayer meeting about the time that you guys are starting the prayer meeting here in Chicago. And very often we will close out our prayer meeting praying for the Chicago Tabernacle prayer meeting and everyone online. And we're believing that God continues to grow us individually and corporately as we grow in prayer. Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, how many of you are hungry today? Amen. Praise God. It's an honor to open the Word of God with you guys today. And we landed yesterday here in Chicago. We flew in from Philly and we dropped our bags. And as typical LeBlanc mode, the first thing we do is we eat. So we dropped our bags and we decided we got to get ourselves a Chicago dog. Chicago dog. So in Philly, we have cheesesteaks and hoagies. They say hoagies in Philadelphia. But here in Chicago, we have deep dish pizza and dogs. And so we got a dog, and then we drove around a little bit. We just kind of reminisced. The boys were like, oh, yeah, remember we used to do that. Yeah, we used to do that. And we drove past our old house, and we were those creepy people that slowed down, and we were like looking, oh, they put those bushes in. Oh, that's nice. We should have done that. Yeah, we should have done that. But I was reminded of when we had the privilege and God blessed us to be able to purchase that house. And when we bought that house, we bought it in 2016, and it was actually built in 1911. And I think that there was like, maybe they changed the light bulb between that time and 2016. Because when we bought the house, there was this lovely shag green carpet that was about this tall. And you guys know where I'm going with this, right? There's lots of things. And so we walked around, and my wife, ever the visionary, was like, Josh, we could do this, and we could do this, and we could do this, and we could do this. I said, oh, yeah, that's great. And I'm like, bought. And she's like, yeah, yeah. And she goes, how long do you think this will take? And I said, this is maybe 2 weeks, maybe 2 weeks tops. I heard a laugh from over here. There's a brother that's really, he's living it right now. I'm praying for you. Right after service, we can pray together right over here. You guys know where this is going. So we rip up the carpet, and oh, there's wood floors. That means we gotta sand the floors. And so then we start sanding the floors. And then we rip up the carpet, and part of the wood paneling falls off. And the wood paneling falls off, well, we might as well rip off the wood paneling. After the wood paneling comes up, oh no, there's asbestos in the walls. You gotta take out the asbestos. Then you gotta put new insulation back in. Then you gotta do this and this and this. And it just felt like we were going little by little. It felt like we were going down a rabbit hole of projects. Anyone have a rabbit hole of projects at your house? All the brothers said, amen. Yeah, may it be so. No, so we're going through this, and we finally got to the place about 36 hours before we put on the house on the market to sell and move to Philadelphia. That we finally wrapped up all the projects. It was like it never ended. But here's the thing: we joke, we laugh about the house projects never ending. But let me tell you, we serve a God that there is no end. We serve a God that there is no end. And, you know, we sometimes get caught up in rabbit holes of projects, or we get on YouTube and we keep going after video after video of it, or we keep going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. But let me tell you, the one thing that we should keep going deeper in is the presence of God. We should always want to keep going more. We should always want to keep pushing. We should always stay hungry. We should always keep going. We should always keep going deeper in God. Gonna dive right in. The title of the message today is Deeper and Deeper. If I had room, I would have put deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, because how many of you know there is no end to the depth of God's love, his joy, his presence, his power, and the plan that he has for each and every one of us. There is no end to the depth of God and the depth of God's plan and purpose here in Chicago, online, in Philadelphia. There is no end to God's plan for your life. My brother, if you want to know how to lead your family If you've got a child that you're going into a new season with and you want to know how to lead them, you got to go deeper in God. My sister, if you have a relationship that you're trying to figure out how to navigate and what to do, you got to go deeper in God. Young person, if you want to know the will of God for your life, go deeper in God. Married couple, if you are working through things like any person does, any relationship does, you got to go deeper in God. You got to stay hungry. As a church body here in Chicago, in Philadelphia, all across this world, if someone's watching this in 2 weeks, let me tell you, you have to go deeper in God. You got to stay hungry. You have to keep pushing. Come on, how many of you want to go deeper in God? There is always more to go in God. There's always more. My heart is that today we leave encouraged, we leave challenged, we leave edified to be able to go deeper in God, but we also know the steps on how to do it. Because oftentimes we leave a service and we say, yeah, I want to go deeper in God, and you're like, how do I do this? What do I do? Or maybe you're like, yeah, I'm doing this, and I'm getting a little tired. God, are you sure that this is what I'm supposed to be doing? Maybe there's a calling. There's a step of faith that you've taken, and you're like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm supposed to do this. My heart is that today we are built up. We're encouraged, we're challenged, we're edified, but also we know the next steps in order to go deeper in God. You guys ready? If you're ready, say amen. Okay, so we're going to look at a passage in the book of Luke. It's a beautiful passage we're going to be reading out of the Good News Translation. Well, let's just read it and then I'll frame it a little bit. It says, one day Jesus was standing on the shore of Lake Gennesaret. That's another name for the Sea of Galilee. While the people pushed their way up to him to listen to the word of God, he saw two boats pulled up on the beach. The fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Jesus got into one of the boats that belonged to Simon and asked him to push off a little from the shore. Jesus sat in the boat and taught the crowd. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, push the boat out further into the deep water. One translation says, push the boat out even deeper. And you and your partners let down your nets for a catch. Master, Simon answered, we worked hard all night and caught nothing, but if you say so, I will let down the nets. They let them down and caught such a large number of fish that the nets were about to break. So they motioned to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. When they came, they filled both boats so full of fish that the boats were about to sink. When Simon Peter saw what had happened, he fell on his knees before Jesus and said, go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man. He and the others were with him and were all amazed at the large number of fish they had caught. The same was true of Simon's partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid, for from now on you will be catching people. So they pulled the boats up to the beach, left everything, and follow Jesus. How many of you say amen to the word of God? So here's Peter. He's sitting there on the shore. The Bible tells us they were working all night and they didn't catch any fish. It was a bad day in the office, okay? But he was doing what he was supposed to do. He's there, he was mending his nets, he was taking care of his nets. Fishermen, what they would do is they would cast out the nets, they would bring them in, and at the end of their time fishing, they would clean out all the gunk, all the seaweed, any tears, whatever, so that way the nets were able to be used. And so Peter is there with his brother Andrew and his friends James and John. They're mending their nets, and Jesus comes up with a crowd following him, and he said, Peter, I'm gonna use your boat, I need your help. So he gets in the boat and they push out a little bit, and Jesus used the acoustics of the lake and the geography, the topography, if you will, of the land to be able to preach the message so his voice could carry across the waters. And he used Peter's boat, and after the message, he dismisses the crowd and says, okay, Peter, I've got something even more for you. You help me with this, now I've got something for you. I want you to push out even deeper into the waters. And so at that moment, Peter had a choice to make. Peter, he could have said, you know what? I'm tired, I'm hungry, it was a bad day. I just wanna go home and eat and I wanna sleep. you know, Jesus, I tried. I tried fishing. There's no way. I can't get it. And you know what? Going out, that doesn't even make sense. We did it last night. There's nothing out there. The fish ain't biting. But at that moment, Peter said, but if you say so. But if you say so. And he got in that boat. He went out deeper. And you guys know the rest of the story. Let me tell you, each and every one of us have that same decision to make today. We have a decision to go deeper in God. Jesus is standing on the shore of your life and he's saying, my son, my daughter, will you go deeper with me? Will you keep going with me? Will you keep go further in your walk with me? Will you keep pressing deeper with me? I've got amazing things for you. I wanna bless you. I wanna fill your boat so full of fish that you can't even understand. I wanna call you to a new purpose, but will you go deeper with me? We have that choice to make. Peter was sitting there and he was minding his business. And a lot of us, we are okay with life just minding our business. But let me tell you, God doesn't want us minding our business. He wants us minding his business. He wants us to mind his business. He wants to know the plans. The Bible says, I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you a hope and a future. And a lot of us, we're okay just keeping our head down through life saying, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do this every day. I'm gonna do this every day. But God doesn't want us to keep our head down. He wants us to keep our heads up and say, God, what do you have for me? What else do you have for me? I'm hungry for you. I want you to fill me. I want you to use me. Keep going deeper. Keep going deeper. Some of us, we gotta keep going. Some of us are just okay raising our kids and living a good Christian life and doing this and doing that and just keeping our heads down, but that is not the fullness of what God has. God's got so much for you. His plans are beyond what we can even understand. He wants to do exceedingly and abundantly beyond what we could hope or imagine. But we have to be willing to go deeper. Maybe you're here and your deeper looks like you just need to get in that boat for the first time and you need to press out a little bit. And that's good. That's growth. Praise God. That's what becoming is. Today's a day about becoming. Today's a day about becoming. Maybe you need to go out just a little bit and that's your step of going deeper in God. And you know what? Praise God. That's what God wants. Maybe you're here and you're in the boat already with Jesus and he's saying, I need you to go out even deeper. I need you to keep pressing. Wherever you are today, today is a message for you to take home and say, God, what can I do to go deeper? A couple weeks ago, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago now, I was talking with a friend, a pastor friend in Philly, and he was telling me, I mean, this guy, he loves the Lord. God is using him in great ways. You look at his life, his kids are serving God. He's serving, he's obviously he's in ministry. And I'm like, man, what more is there for you? And he was telling me about a step that he felt like God, he and his wife felt like God was challenging him in. I said, that's okay, man. Like, well, tell me about that. He said, you know what? I believe that God's got more for me. And let me tell you, God has got more for us. We have to keep going deeper. God has more for each and every one of us in our lives. There's more, there's nothing that God can't do for us, amen? We have to keep going deeper. There's more for us in God. And this isn't saying that what we're doing is bad. This isn't saying that our lives are worthless. No, all this is saying that the love of God and the plan of God is so big that there is no end. We have to keep going deeper. Come on, let's praise God. He wants us to keep going deeper. You know, there is, Susie mentioned, you know, we left Chicago. And this is something that we had to put in practice. And I say this, I'm gonna tell you this story, not in the sense of we've got everything figured out, because certainly there are days that we wake up and it's like, God, are you sure that you want us to do this? You sure you want us to keep going deeper? You sure that there is, you know, because that's the Christian walk. The Christian walk is not all rainbows and butterflies. And every day, each and every one of us have to wake up saying, God, we want to go deeper. And one day we said that. We said, God, we want to go deeper in you. And you know what? Through a sovereign plan, there's a beautiful group of people meeting in Philadelphia. And they said, we want to become a part of the Chicago Tabernacle family. And Pastor Toledo and Chrissy and the leaders here, they said, Josh, Susie, would you pray about going? And we said, yes, we want to go. And let me tell you, that was nowhere on our radar. We were both on staff here at Chicago Tabernacle. We had our family around. My wife's family is here in Chicago. My parents are just a couple hours away in Indiana. Our boys were in a great school. We loved what we were doing. We were like, yeah, this is great. But God said, are you willing to go deeper? And we said, yes. And again, I don't say that out of, look at me, I've got it all figured. I hope that that is the form, serves as an example, it serves as a challenge. What is God calling you to go deeper in? This is a step, here's the thing, this is a step that only you can take. Pastor Toledo can't take this for you, Chrissy can't take this for you, none of the pastors or leaders can take this for you, your spouse can't take it for you, your boss can't take it for you, your last name can't take it for you. This is only a step that you can take, and some of us need to get a little uncomfortable for Jesus today. Maybe you're here, and you do need to pray about going to Philadelphia. And I'm not saying that as a self-serving thing. I'm saying that as, that's about kingdom growth right there. Some of you, you are challenged in your financial growth. Your giving journey, God is saying, I want you to start trusting me with your finances and start tithing each and every month or each and every week, whatever it is. Some of you, you need to keep going even deeper in your financial journey and say, okay, God, I'm trusting you with 10, now I'm gonna trust you with 15. Some of you, you are in a marriage that is on the rocks and you need to trust God to keep going deeper to heal and to mend and to restore. Some of you need to go deeper in your grace and your boldness to share the gospel at work. Some of you, there's hurts, there's feeling, there's things that need to be healed in your life. And that only happens when you say, God, I'm willing to go deeper in you. I'm willing to press in. I'm willing to push in. I'm willing to be used by you in whatever way. So come on, I want everyone to lift your hands. We're gonna pray. God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you, there is no end in you. God, I thank you, Lord, that there is no end to the amazing plan that you have for every person here in this room, every person online, every person in Philadelphia. God, I thank you that there is no end in you. And God, there's always more for us to go deeper in. And so, God, I pray, Lord, that today would be a day of going deeper, that today would be a day of pressing in, that today would be a day of courageous steps. I would pray for the person that's growing weary, God, that they would be strengthened today to keep going deeper in you. I pray for the person that's lost their way, that today they would go deeper in you. God, I pray, Lord, that the person today that has stopped on their faith journey, God, I pray, Lord, that today they would keep going because you've called us to go deeper. And so, God, I pray for your grace and your strength today. Lord, I pray for abundant, abundant grace. Lord, open my mouth. Lord, would your words be coming out of my mouth today? Hide me behind your cross. We love you and we thank you for what you're doing already today and we believe, Lord, there's even more. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, praise God. Let me tell you, wherever you are in your faith journey, don't stop. God's not done with you yet. God's got more for you, keep going deeper. And the beautiful thing about the calling of God in our lives is that it never comes without his stamp of approval. When he calls you, he equips you. The call of God is never void. The call of God is never empty. The call of God is never without his complete 1,000% backing. And if you look at Peter, Jesus came up and he chose Peter's boat. The Bible says there were multiple boats. It says there's a couple. I would imagine there was a couple there and there were several others on the shore. But Jesus chose Peter's boat. And some of us need to know today, God is choosing you. God is choosing you. The Bible says that he knew us when we are just formed in our mother's womb. He knows everything about us. I love in John chapter 15, it says, I chose you and appointed you to bear much fruit. God has wants us to bear much fruit. But you know what we need to do first? And this might be a step for some of us. This might be the deeper step for some of us. Some of us, we just need to get in the boat with him. Everyone say, get in the boat. I love that. Got a little get in the boat. Some of us just got to get in the boat. You see, Peter, he was sitting there on the shore, and he had a choice. Jesus said, Peter, I want to use your boat. And Peter could have said, all right, cool, you got it. Peace. Or he got in the boat with Jesus. And some of us, we are expecting this an amazing thing. We know that God's got a plan for us, and we're looking about 75,000 steps down the road of faith, but we haven't taken the first step that's right in front of us. Some of us were saying, God, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper me, to give me a hope and a future, but you're not reading the Bible every day. Some of you are saying, God, would you bless my business? God, would you watch over this? But you've got some shady things happening with your finances of your business. Let me tell you, there's simple things that God puts in front of us, and the road of faith, the road of going deeper, sometimes just take a step of, I need to get in the boat with Jesus. Some of you, you're tired of running. You're tired of all the trying to fill yourself with all these things. Today, the step might be for you just to say, Jesus, I need you to be Lord and Savior of my life. And you know, after at the end of service, we're gonna give you a chance to do that. There is such a beautiful grace when you take a step of faith and you say, Jesus, I just want to get in the boat with you. I want to get on your page. Jesus is calling us to get in the boat. There's a young girl, I should say young woman in Philadelphia. Her name is Crystal. And I talked with Crystal earlier this week and asked her to use her as an example for this, because this is such a beautiful picture of God's abundant plan for someone's life. But taking that first step of saying, I want to be in the boat with Jesus. Crystal was another one of those young people that first she started coming, and she was not all about church. She came, her dad brought her, and she brought friends to church to hang out with her, not to bring friends to church, if you guys know what I mean. And there is so many things going on in Crystal's life, just like any young person. And let me tell you, pray for the young people. They are bombarded with the attacks of the enemy at their school, on social media, whatever. Pray for the young people. And so she was in this season of, I don't know what to, like, she was this. And so Susie and I had a chance to talk with her, and through just a open, humble, hungry heart, she says, you know what? I just want to do it God's way. And let me tell you, from that moment on, literally from that day on, I have seen Crystal blossom into an incredibly godly young woman. She's praising her hands in worship. She's interceding for people. She's bringing people to Jesus. And you know what's even better? Just last Sunday, Crystal got baptized. Look at this picture from Crystal. All it takes is just the first step. Saying, God, I want to do it your way. Some of you, you just need to say, God, I want to do it your way. You got to get in the boat with Jesus. There's things that you've been pushing up against, that you've saying, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this, but God's saying, this is what I have for you. I can't fill in the blank for you. You can, you know. Some of us just need to get in the boat. It only takes one step. It only takes one step, and it's not the end of the journey, but it is the start of the journey. So Peter gets in that boat. He says, Jesus, I'm gonna get in the boat with you. He pushes out a little bit. Jesus preaches that message. And then he says, Peter, I want you to go out deeper. And some of us are at that place where he's calling us to go a little bit deeper. Some of us, you know, I'm imagining Peter. Jesus said, I want you to go out deeper. And I'm imagining Peter rowing his boat out from the shallows, from the familiar, from the land where his brother and his friends are, out into the deep water. And he's probably thinking, dude, this is nuts. This is crazy. You see, what Peter was doing was contrary to every skill learned by the fishermen on the Sea of Galilee. The fishermen, any fisherman worth his salt, knew that you caught fish at night in the shallows, not in the deep during the day. And what Jesus was calling him to do is something that was beyond like even natural comprehension. But yet Peter said, okay, I'm gonna do this. Why? Because Jesus is in the boat with me. You know what Peter was thinking? He's like, listen, I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know what's gonna do, how this is gonna work. He's just telling me to go this way. So guess what? I'm gonna row in faith. I'm gonna row in faith. And some of us need to just row in faith today. Some of us, God's called us to go deeper, and you've come up a little bit of an obstacle. You've grown a little weary. You've grown a little tired. Maybe there's things that God's calling you to, and you're looking at all the details and all the logistics, and you're looking at all these different things. Let me tell you, you gotta row in faith. If you're here and there's things that God's called you to do and you don't even know how, you don't know what this is gonna do or what this is gonna do, listen, I'm telling you, you just gotta row in faith today. Just row in faith. Peter was rowing in faith. There's steps of obedience that God calls us to do, and we look at all the details and we say, God, well, what about this? What about this? And we say, we want 100% clarity plan on how we're gonna get from A to triple Z before we take a step of faith. But Jesus is saying, that's not the way I work. I call you, say, go to the land I will show you. That's what he told Abraham. Pick up your foot and just start walking. I'll tell you where to stop. And that's what he's telling some of us today. We just got to pick up our foot and start walking. We just got to put the rows in. We got to just start rowing. We got to start rowing. Say, God, you're with me. And what happens if we're not careful, we put all the details and all the logistics and all the whys above the God who literally knows every single atom in the universe. He literally knows the number of hairs on your head. He knows you're coming and you're going. And we say, God, what's gonna happen when we get there? Don't you think he knows that? Don't you think he knows that? He says, I have a plan for you. You gotta row in faith. I was talking with someone, again, maybe a couple weeks ago, and there is a life, an amazing life opportunity that has been presented to them. And we were talking, they were asking my counsel, what do I think? And we were talking about it. And I said, we talked a little bit about it. I said, what do you think? What do you think God's calling you to do? And I said, I think God's calling me to do this. But, and then they listed about 8 or 9 different logistical things. And so often we do that, right? God, but if I start giving, what's gonna happen with my finances? God, if I start sharing the gospel at work, what are people gonna think about me? God, if I start doing this, what about this? Again, steps of faith, steps of obedience, they take perseverance. They take a faith that says, God, I don't know exactly what's gonna happen there, but I know that you've called me, so I'm gonna go this way. And I'm not talking about being poor stewards and just, you know, throwing things to the wind and saying, oh, I'm gonna go do this. I'm talking, if God's called you, go. If God's called you to do something, do it. Why? Because he's in control. And sometimes we get stuck because going deeper sometimes feels a little weird for us. What happens is when we take a step of faith, we're like, oh, is this right? That marriage that's on the rocks and you know you're supposed to pray together, that first time you pray together, you're like, and Lord, would you just help her? And would you just, and she's like, God, would you fix him and all this? That's what you feel like, but you know you're supposed to pray a prayer of servitude and a prayer of love, and sometimes that feels a little weird. Some of us today, going deeper looks like you just gotta keep rowing in faith. Just gotta keep rowing in faith. Peter took that step, got in the boat, started rowing in faith, and then Jesus takes him out to the deep waters, and he blesses him so much that he literally, his boat started to sink. What happens is Peter, he sees the blessing of God, falls on his knees, and then he gets to the shore. He says, okay, Jesus, thanks, and he keeps fixing his nets, and takes his fish to the market to sell them to make money. No, he left everything. He left the boat, he left the oars, he left the fish, he left the very nets that he was tending to when we started this passage. And some of us today, we need to leave the nets behind. Some of us, there's things in our lives that we have to release completely. We have to obey with utter confidence. We have to say, I'm going to leave this behind. You see, Peter, he would have been a really poor disciple if he was pulling a net behind him the 3 years he was with Jesus. Can you imagine Peter going up on the Mount Transfiguration with a net behind him? Can you imagine him trying to help pass out the feeding of the 5,000 with a net behind him? No, he had to leave the net there so that way God could use him here. And some of us, we're holding on to things back here. We're holding on to the nets of our lives. You know, God called Peter to be a fisher of men, not a fisherman. And some of us are holding on to the fisherman mentality of our lives. And he said, no, I've called you to be a fisher of men. You need to leave that relationship behind because you can't hold on to it. That's not gonna go where I'm calling you to go. You gotta hold put that activity, the thing that you do on Friday night, you gotta leave it right here because I'm calling you to greater things. How many of you know some of us gotta leave the nets behind? Or some of us, and this is where I want to challenge some of us that are been in the faith for a while. Some of us, we're in that boat like Peter is, and God blesses us because we've been faithful. We've rowed in faith, and we've gone out to the deep waters, and we say, look at how many fish I have. Look at what you've done, God. Look at how I did this. But yet that becomes, instead of being a testimony, that becomes an idol in our lives. Maybe there's things, again, in your life with your finances, your job, relationships, that there are, you have seen God's hand at work. But let me tell you, God's got more for you. If we hold on to that, I'm not saying to be ungrateful for that. You should be thankful. You should be grateful. You should be content with God, what God's given you. But that's not the purpose that he gave it to you, so that way you can hold on and say, mine, 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 mine. He did that to bless you and to encourage you and to be a testimony to others and help you say, I've got even more for you in the future. Last thing I want to share. So we're here in Chicago. And I told you part of the story about us leaving, but the other part is that we felt like we were supposed to adopt a child. We have two beautiful boys. I shouldn't say beautiful. Two handsome boys. Ugh. Strong. Maybe I'll go wrestle with them a little bit between services. I don't know. God blessed us with two sons, and through a series of events and conversations, we felt like God was calling us to adopt a child. And we went through the process. We started that process. And those of you that have adopted a child know that it's not, you know, sign a piece of paper and pay a $100 deposit and you're good. No, there's a lot of resources, a lot of time that goes into it. And we went through that process and we knew that God was in it because every time we needed a chunk of money to put in with a chunk of paperwork, God blessed it. And I'm telling you, it came out of nowhere and it was with like to the exact dollar. So we knew God was with it and with go, 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 go. And we got to the place where we were getting ready to submit the last chunk of paperwork and the last chunk of money. We had the paperwork, but we didn't have the money. And we said, God, where are you at? You've been in control. We've trusted you with this. And we got to the place where we said, I have no idea. We have no idea what to do. And so we were seeking counsel from those over us. We were actually talking with Pastor and Chrissy. Said, did we miss? Is this, what are we going on? They said, you know, if this thing in Philadelphia happens, we would like for you and Susie to pray about being the campus pastors there. And now, from a practical standpoint, but also from a family standpoint, we knew that we couldn't both adopt a child and move cities and help plant a church. And so we got to this crossroad moments and we said, God, what are you doing? What are you doing in our lives? Why is this happening? And we realized through a series of prayer and just conversations and crying out to God that God wasn't calling us to adopt a child. He was calling us to adopt a church. And you know what? My wife and I still have a heart for adoption, and maybe that's something that God has for us in the future, but you know what? That's not what he had for us then. He called us to a new thing. God's calling each and every one of us to a new thing today. In Philadelphia, Rosemary, God's got a new thing for you. Mike, Maria, God's got a new thing for you. We have to go deeper. We have to stay hungry. We have to be willing to say, God, I'm willing to leave behind what you've given. And that's what Abraham did. He was willing to sacrifice the very promise that he was given in order to say, I'm going after God. Now, God, he provided a different sacrifice for Isaac. But sometimes God says, you got to leave this behind to be able to go towards me, to be able to pressing in. Where's God calling you to go deeper? Some of you, you need to get in the boat today. Some of you, you need to keep rowing in faith. And some of you, you just need to be able to leave the nets behind. What step is God asking you to go deeper in him?